Kia ora and welcome back to The Burnt Breakfast. Now, I have a really interesting guest on the line, Eddie Winnie from Orange Sky. Kia ora, Eddie. How are you going?
Kia ora, bro. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Now, can you tell us a little bit about what Orange Sky does? What's kind of your focus and drive?
Yeah, for sure. So if people can imagine, we have these big, bright orange vans, and inside the vans, we have two washing machines, two dryers, and a nice hot shower in the back. And we go all around the country. We've got vans across in Auckland, or Wellington, and Christchurch. And we provide our services free for people that are either on the streets or even just families that have been doing it tough in the last few years, especially since COVID. So, if you see a big bright orange van, that's who we are.
It's awesome what you guys do. Now, this is quite a poignant conversation at this point in time, because homelessness is really on the rise, and it's a really super tough economy and a tough time for families at the moment. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, especially since COVID, we've actually doubled our services over that time. And what we're seeing is not only a rise in homelessness, but also a rise of just people using our services that might have a roof over their heads, but just struggling to make ends meet. And so if they can save $20 at the laundromat, that's another $20 of food on the table for the kids. So yeah, I guess the need and the support for people doing it tough is definitely growing over the last few years.
What are kind of some of the main drivers behind this?
It's no secret that COVID was a real tough time for a lot of people. And so what that means is, like, some people might have lost their jobs, or some people might have lost hours, or have had to rely on a single income, which is, especially for families, we found that that's tough. And so we've seen a lot more people that are, out south and west and in the suburbs that have increased using our services. We've seen a lot of people that have just in the interim have been sleeping in their cars as well. That's grown as well. So it's, I think everyone was kind of feeling the pinch since COVID.
Now, you guys are promoting at the moment the Sudsy Challenge. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So the Sudsy Challenge is we get people, it's our fundraising event that we run every year in September. And so people choose a weekend and we send them a shirt that says, let's talk about homelessness. And what it is just for 3 days we wear that shirt, and it's a good conversation starter to talk about the stigma of homelessness. But also to raise much needed funds for us to continue to expand our services across the country. So if anyone's interested, they can go to thesudsychallenge.co.nz to find some more information about how to join us. And hopefully, just having those conversations with people in your circle is a great way to start to support.
Now, there's kind of what is the challenge exactly? Like, what do people do?
They'll get a T-shirt, an Orange Sky Sudsy T-shirt. And so while wearing that shirt, we encourage you to talk to your family, your friends, and just start to raise awareness around homelessness. We can start to break those stigmas, because I think that's probably one of the biggest things is, for Orange Sky, I talked about the washing and the showers, but the biggest thing we actually provide is connection and conversation. And while people are waiting for their washing with our volunteers, we just don't want anyone to go by in this world lonely or left out, which is another big issue where people are living on the streets.
Absolutely. Now, I believe the first Sudsy Challenge was last year, correct?
Yeah.
What were kind of the outcomes of that? How did you find it went?
Awesome. No, we had a, because being our first one, we were really surprised to see how many people were keen to join up. And I think we raised over $50,000in that month. And so, we've been really lucky with the support that we've had, and that's also, spreading the word has also helped us to gain over 200 volunteers. So it's not just the donations that are important, but also, the volunteers. The more volunteers we have, the more assist we can provide throughout the country. So, raising awareness has been a massive win for us.
Yeah, totally. And that's a really good segue, actually. If people are keen to volunteer or get involved with you guys, how can they reach out?
We've also got our website, orangesky.org.nz, and on there you can, if people have, they can find a way to donate, but also if people want to volunteer, we usually ask either 2 hours a week or a fortnight, to sign up. And, yeah, they can do that on our website at orangesky.org.nz.
Well, Eddie, what you guys do is so, so cool, and it's just really important at the moment. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No, I really appreciate that, guys. Thank you.
And that was Eddie Winnie from the organization Orange Sky, who do some really, really amazing things. Super cool people. If you want to volunteer for them, simply look up Orange Sky. And if you want to take place in the Sudsy Challenge, check that out online as well. Sudsy is spelled S-U-D-S-Y. A bit different for radio show this morning, but hey, there are people out there struggling, and we're going to help them however we can. You know, it's a tough, tough economy out there.